While Jean Shoemaker was trying to get people galvanized about the potential dangers of the inner solar system, another development, wholly unrelated on the face of it, was quietly unfolding in Italy, with the work of a young geologist from the Lamont Doherty Laboratory at Columbia University. In the early 1970s, Walter Alvarez was doing fieldwork in a comely defile known as the Botaccioni Gorge, near the Umbrian hill town of Gubbio, when he grew curious about a thin band of reddish clay that divided two ancient layers of limestone, one from the Cretaceous period, the other from the Tertiary. This is a point known to geology as the KT boundary, and it marks the time, 65 million years ago, when the dinosaurs and roughly half the world's other species of animals abruptly vanished from the fossil record. It is KT rather than CT, because C had already been appropriated for Cambrian, and depending on which source you credit, the K comes either from the Greek Krita or German Kreide, both conveniently mean chalk, which is also what Cretaceous means. Alvarez wondered what it was about a thin lamina of clay, barely a quarter of an inch thick, that could account for such a dramatic moment in Earth's history. At the time, the conventional wisdom about the dinosaur extinction was the same as it had been in Charles Lyell's day a century earlier, namely that the dinosaurs had died out over millions of years. But the thinness of the clay layer clearly suggested that in Umbria, if nowhere else, something rather more abrupt had happened. Unfortunately, in the 1970s, no tests existed for determining how long such a deposit might have taken to accumulate. In the normal course of things, Alvarez almost certainly would have had to leave the problem at that. But luckily, he had an impeccable connection to someone outside his discipline who could help, his father, Luis. Luis Alvarez was an eminent nuclear physicist. He had won the Nobel Prize for Physics the previous decade. He had always been mildly scornful of his son's attachment to rocks, but this problem intrigued him. It occurred to him that the answer might lie in dust from space. Every year, the Earth accumulates some 30,000 metric tons of cosmic ferrules, space dust in plainer language, which would be quite a lot if you swept it into one pile, but it is infinitesimal when spread across the globe.
This book is continued on Disc 7.